So Aga, where do we start?
Hey, this is Aga and Werner, and this is Catching the Next Wave podcast, where we discuss the future of design. Season one is behind us, and it was quite a blast to do it, right?
Exactly.
Now we are on season two.
Season two.
What are we going to talk about this time?
I think when we exit season two, we hope to have had an effect on people in a form of empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you can describe a little bit how the whole idea of empowerment fits into our mission for the next few episodes.
It all started with thinking that if we strive for transformations, in fact, what we do, we give people the space to feel empowered with the qualities that they have to change their life in a way they want to. At least to me, the thought of empowerment was something that was an underlying message of all the interviews that we've got, whether it was about empowerment through storytelling or narratives, or empowerment by having the space to do the stuff that you love, or the empowerment with the ALDA MBA training, where you basically learn to understand what are your goals and what you can do about it. Everything there was about empowerment.
If I can riff a little bit on the following, is that season one was very much around addressing the idea of transformation, right? So how do you go from experiences into designing for transformation? And I think we covered that. But then if I understand what you're saying, is that a lot of the transformations that we spoke about empowered people to do stuff. I tend to naturally go back to the Alt MBA idea of empowering people to become better leaders. Jerrica empowered us to shape our show, our season, into a certain way. What I would love to try and explore through the next season is there's two things. One thing is, what does empowerment mean? And the second thing is, how do you coach? And I specifically use that word coach. How do you coach that empowerment? Mm-hmm. I don't know if you agree with that kind of perspective on it, because I think when I think about transformative experiences, is that empowerment's not about giving someone the tools. It's like, what's that saying? Like, teach a man how to fish, right? That is empowerment, in my opinion. It's like giving someone the ability to do something that empowers themselves, right? And that's completely different than showing someone how to do something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm making any point here, but the thing is, I think what we're trying to discover is, how do you get people to empower themselves in a way?
Mm-hmm. I agree with what you are saying. I think that one thing is what empowerment really means. The other is, how do you get people to feel empowered?
Yeah.
There are two other aspects for me. One is, what are the alternative means of empowerment? Of course, we can think of coaching and training and stuff like that, but there must be more. There must be more ways to empower people. So this is one thing. And the other thing for me is that we can think about empowerment in terms of empowering people, but to me, it's also about empowering teams and empowering organizations. Our podcast is about design, right?
Yeah.
But I think that in this second season, we may not necessarily want to talk to designers. We may want to talk to people who come from different domains, not necessarily connected with design, because they might be the inspiration for us as designers on how to think about empowerment and how to bring new ideas and new thoughts on empowerment into the field.
Exactly. I mean, we've had a few discussions about this before, right? And I think especially now, if we think about what is the next wave of design, is that we're going to have to branch out in different areas to understand how empowerment, like you said before, is happening there, and then translate that and have those conversations back into how we can apply it within the field of experience design or design in general.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really looking forward to this next season. I think there's a lot of learnings to be had. I'm also excited to speak to people who don't formally see themselves as designers, but then we've sat down and spoke a little bit about our future guests, and then it's really hard to not look at some of these guests as experienced designers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting that they might not see themselves as that.
This is an interesting thing that we've already discussed before, is that if you really think about people doing stuff for other people, we might actually say that they all are experienced designers.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of people who are traditional designers might get really completely annoyed with us for the fact that we are diluting the domain.
Yeah.
But especially after the season one, I start seeing design less as a domain and more as yet another tool that helps us to alter the ways the world is today. So to me, the season is more about discovering how can we go away from the industrial era into this new era that's starting or has started maybe a decade ago, and what is necessary to change in order to get there, and what are the methods and the tricks that can be used to push this agenda forward. So the first season for me was truly about the design domain. This season is all about finding new ways of using design to push the world forward.
Comes back to that whole idea that we spoke about at the end of the last season around what is the actual role of empathy, for example. When you started with the introduction around empowerment, I think empowerment can also be seen in the wrong light. And I think if we can really dive deep into what empowerment really means, mm-hmm. is it really about feeling sorry for someone and helping them along the way? Is it kind of getting the ship out of the dock, helping someone to set sail on what they want to achieve? Is it going all the way with this person or entity or company or team to achieve what they want to achieve? I don't know where this is going to go. And I think this is the best way to start a season. I'm really stoked and excited about what we're going to learn in the next few conversations.
To be perfectly honest, when you ask me like what empowerment means, okay, I had my definitions. I'm looking forward to be proven wrong.
I'm the same. When you said we're going to go with this topic, I really started struggling thinking. And as we started designing and thinking about how we want to take the show forward, it started making more and more sense. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't want to say too much now, because I think it's going to go into a direction we don't expect. So I'm looking forward to having our last conversation at the end of the season to see what we've really learned here.
So let's say no more.
Let's say no more.
We would like to welcome you on season 2 of the Catching the Next Wave podcast. We hope that you're going to be as surprised as we are planning to be.
For those listening, I mean, season 1 has been an amazing experience, generous guests, generous listeners. I think in season 2, what we would also love to do is engage more. I think we've introduced ourselves, and we would love for those you listening to this to introduce yourself back to us, and let's keep the conversation going.
We were chatting on how we would like to shape this conversation. And for the starters, we're thinking that perhaps you could reach us through our Twitter aliases.
Twitter.
So Aga, me, I'm Malka6.
I am available on a very professional handle, at WienerDog. Let's take the conversations forward and see how you feel about the future of design.
And what empowerment means to you.
Exactly.
And we are very much looking forward to you listening, us having those conversations, and hopefully starting interactions with you guys.
Catching the next wave. Thank you.
Season 2 begins.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Catching the Next Wave podcast. We really appreciate it. Even better, we would love to connect with you. You can reach us on Twitter at Malka6 and at WienerDog. And for more information, you can always go to www.catchingthenextwavepodcast.com. We'd love to hear from you.